He said, the just will live by faith. But he said, everything in my kingdom is received by faith. Everything that I have done for you, you cannot receive it by your works. You will receive it by faith. You have to see it. You have to understand it. It has to live in you and it has to be appropriated by faith. There'll be certain things given to you freely. How many of you know when you got saved that certain things just went right away and the other things you had to work out? Amen. Because he's going to work things out through faith. Your salvation will be worked inside out through faith. But faith is the appropriation of all things. So when he kept saying it by faith, he goes, you have to have an element of your life that constitutes faith. There's so many things we're working our faith. Faith to ascend the mountain. Faith to descend the mountain. Faith to appropriate promise. Faith to appropriate what we're talking about today. But everything's appropriated by faith, and you have to get that muscle. Faith's like working out. You have to get into a groove. And so that's the same way it is with faith. You get in a groove and you stay in it, you'll love it, because nothing like faith, because faith can deliver you into realms you can't get to. The body of Christ is trying to find realms through the gift realm right now, and it's not going to work. They're going to have to go into faith and have to go realms that are higher, that can only be accessed by faith and wisdom and revelation, knowledge and mysteries. But now that we have these, we have to appropriate the faith. Amen. That's why he kept saying that you live by faith. I just said, Lord, I loved living by faith. Now, I'll be honest with you. There are times that I don't feel like it. There are times that I don't feel like getting started, but I know doing it enough, because I know where my faith can go, I can get that feeling changed. I can get circumstance off of me. That's the beauty of the mountain of God, is when you learn to ascend, you can get circumstance off of you. You might be feeling heavy. You might be feeling like, I don't want to do this. You might be going through a storm. Well, faith can cut right through all of that and get you right into the realm of freedom and liberty. Amen. Faith is amazing. But today I want to talk to you about, we're going to stay into this life, and I want you to go to Romans 8. I'm going to bring this more into the body, where we are right now, and how to appropriate the life of God into our mortal body and into our soul. I'm telling you, since I've been doing the Tree of Life, I haven't been sick. And as you appropriate your faith on a daily basis, I promise you, you can move into a pain-free existence. But more than that, I'm trying to access a greater realm, and I'm going to talk to you about that today. I'm not trying, I'm accessing. I touched it this week, and it showed up in my body, and I'm like, whoa, I like this a lot. And I want more of it. Amen. The thing about the glory of God is it's incredibly, it's super contagious. And so once you start tasting of it in any realm, you want more. And God will start leading you that way, because you want more. You're willing to give up things you wouldn't give up before, or you're willing to get a little more disciplined in your prayer life. You're willing to do things you wouldn't do before because you're tasting of the realm. If you don't taste of the realm, there's only so long you're going to do something. Amen. You have to taste it. Amen. You have to get a really good taste. Romans 8, I'm going to actually deliver the Abrahamic Sarah mystery to you, how God actually did that, turned their body back. There's a mystery of how he did it. There is a life, eternal life, that can get up into your body. But you got to know a little bit about who you are in God. You got to know a little bit about the understanding of what happened. You have to know a little bit about how he does this. But once you do, and if you're committed, you can start getting the life of God. There are some very specific verses in the Bible that speak of the life of God manifesting in your mortal body here. Amen. Now, last week somebody asked me a question. So can we achieve glorification here on the earth? I said, no, not permanent, but you can receive glorification. It's like the Lord. He was glorified on the Mount of Transfiguration, but he went back to his natural body. But in that glorification, things can happen to your mortal body and change its structure and change things. So with that said, let's go to Romans 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed where? In us. Where is the glory? Where is the kingdom? Where is Christ? Where is the Father? Where is the Word? All of these things are in you. Where is the Holy Spirit? Just because all this is there, how come I don't feel it? If he puts so much inside of us, there he's speaking of the actual resurrection. We are the generation of resurrection. I don't know if you know that, but we're the generation that's going to receive the glorified body. We're the generation that's going to receive, but we're also the generation that's going to manifest his glory before that time. We're going to manifest the glory, but where is the glory at? It's in us. So what we're trying to do at this point with a mystery is, how do you get what's inside here out here? Now, the Lord did it on the Mount of Transfiguration. It broke out. Now, that was an encounter, yes, but you can actually move into the realm of glory. Now, you can move in stages. The glory that's in you can break out in your body for natural health, for healing, wholeness, but it can also break out in strength. It can break out in glorification. It can break out in life. It can break out in the renewing of your youth. And if you are skilled enough and you want it enough like I want it, it can actually turn your body back into time. Now, there's a mystery how to turn the body back. That's not just going to happen. You're going to have to understand how that works. I can share it with you in the later part of this, but there's different things I want you to see in this message. That's just one that's the awesome one. Praise God. So what I want to share with you today is how to get this life up into your body. Amen. You're going to need to know a few things. The first thing we need to know, Romans 8 verse 10. You can't just appropriate without understanding of what happened in redemption. The first thing, if Christ be in you, how many is Christ in you? If Christ be in you, the body is dead. Oh, isn't that good news? Actually, it is good news if you understand what he's saying. The body's dead. You know your body's dead. It don't look dead, but it is dead. He says, because of what? But the spirit is life. Now, God did something really unique. He put life and death in it. But the reason he declared your body, he actually decreed your body dead. He didn't just decree, he actually legally took your body down into the grave. Your body that was born under Adam, the one you had your dead spirit with, all of that went down. It was crucified, said we have been, not we have been crucified with Christ. So, he didn't just declare it dead, he actually brought it down. Why did he do that? He had to break the power of sin completely. Now, understanding what he did, your spirit, he separated, and we're going to talk about how he separates today. He separated your spirit from your soul. That's why your soul didn't get fully born again. How many know when you're born again, your spirit was born again, but there's parts of you that did not get born again. But legally, they actually did. Legally, your body actually has been raised from the dead. Legally. Legally, your body died. Can we all agree with that? Okay, go to Romans 6. Let me show you something. Now, the reason he did this, it's part of his redemption. Verse 2. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Paul was actually speaking positionally. You died. Now, your spirit, when John says, he that knoweth God, he sinneth not, he's talking about your new man. Your new man doesn't sin. It has not the capacity. It's seated with Christ. When he separated your new man, he took him all the way up into the heavenlies and set him all the way up. You are set up there, whether you know it or not, you have access all the way up. He's a new creation. We know about that. The body, all of you died. All of you went down. All of you was crucified. He's going to say it like this in Romans 6. He says, you were buried. Look here in verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism in the death, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. For I have been planted together, verse 5, in the likeness of his death, that we should be in the likeness of his resurrection. So all of us and all parts of us, spirit, soul, and body, old man, died. That's a good thing. So when he says your body is dead, he legally buried it. He buried the stuff that's inside of you. Well, how come it still wants to sin? Well, because it still has that capacity. Because he couldn't raise it like he did your spirit all the way up. The reason he couldn't, because if he did, you can't be here any longer. You have to have a body here to operate. Amen. Because if he took your body, he had to take you out. Amen. So he put this treasure or the glory within into an earthen vessel. That's why people can't see it, because it's surrounded by this earthen vessel. And this earthen vessel has a soul and all that's wrapped up in there. The spirit was raised. We're still wearing the body, but legally it's dead. You need to say that. My body legally died. I have a new one. Now, remember I said the just shall live by faith. This body has two capacities. It can eat from the world or it can eat from God. Your body can actually partake of the divine nature of God. Your body can partake of the life, and I'm going to show you the scriptures. Your body can partake of the glory. We saw this with the Lord Jesus. His body was glorified, and the Bible says his face shone like the sun in its strength. It broke out into his clothing. It broke out. The light actually changed his clothes. His whole body turned into resurrection life while he was still here, and he came out of the Mount of Transfiguration and went back to his normal body, but his body received some light. I remember when Jesse Duplantis was caught up in the heaven, and he was there for a long time, and it was before a meeting, and he didn't even know it. He got dressed and everything, and he came in to the meeting that night after being in heaven with the Lord, and everybody started looking at him. He goes, why is everybody looking at me? And they were pointing at him, and his whole face was lit up with the glory of God. The glory of God was on his countenance, was on his face, and that whole encounter got up into his body, and it stayed there. And he said the whole place, the whole night, everyone hit the floor. The glory came out. I mean, it just flowed everywhere, because the glory broke out. Now, our generation, we're going to see the glory that is within, the treasure in darkness, break out. Amen? But God's going to do this with a people that is going to overcome death. It's not much different than Abraham. What did he call Abraham to do? I want you to give birth, Sarah, out of a dead womb. Amen? I want to bring life out from death. God said, oh, thus, the life is in you in a spiritual womb, and I want to bring that life out. I want to bring it out of you. I want to overcome the soul. I want to overcome the body. See, the body still has this world nature, though legally he buried it. He broke that. Now, you got two laws. You have three laws in the Bible. You have the law of sin and death. You have the law of Moses. And you have the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're not under the law of Moses, but there's two laws working right now. Law of sin and death, law of the spirit of life. That's why he said death is working in the body. Life is in your spirit. Now, what we want to do is get that life that's in us out. We want to partake. Amen. Of the divine nature. God said we are partakers. And we want it in our body where sin, sickness, and disease cannot exist. I remember John G. Lake, he was kind of like a scientist. He loved to mix God with science. And he was way before his time, man. That guy was incredible. He actually was in a meeting one time and lifted his hands and liquid glory poured out of his hands. And when people would run up, they would hit a certain level and they'd all just go bam, 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 bam. The bodies were stacking five deep upon people as the liquid glory was just pouring out of his hands. But what he did, he'd get in those meetings and he'd go over there and bring a team with the Black Plague was there in London and England. He said, nobody wanted to go in there. He brought a team right in the middle of the Black Plague. He just walked in there and they just praying for the people. And he said, take that stuff, put it from a petri dish and go stick it in my hand, stick it under a microscope, and I'll show you what happens. And he put the Black Plague in his hand. Nobody was touching. Oh, the Black Plague, we got to get rid of the Black Plague. And he stuck that right into a microscope and it dried up the plague because of the glory. He was learning how to release the glory within. Before, 100 years before us, he was manifest. He learned how to get that glory. He birthed 1,400 churches in Africa in 5 years' time. And he was moving big time in the operation of the glory, time habitation, in the realm of him that was, is, and to come. He was doing it all. It was very powerful. And so what we want to do in our generation is we want to learn how to do this. We want to learn how to get the life flowing out. Amen. So the first thing we're going to have to learn, go to Hebrews 4, is you have parts of you that are heavenly and you have parts that are earthly. And the earthly hasn't all gotten over to the heaven side yet. And we don't want heaven over into the earthly. Amen. So when we're moving in a multi-dimensional realm, say we are the up and down sons and gods, like Jesus said to Nicodemus, but Jesus standing where Nicodemus, no man has ascended from heaven except the man that descended from heaven, even the Son of Man that's in heaven while he's talking to you. It's multi-dimensional operation with God. This is truly who we are. We have to find this, function, and operate in it in this hour. We have to be a heavenly people operating in the earth. So heavenly minded, no earthly good. No. More heavenly. It's not just heavenly minded. It's heavenly abiding. You have to be in the realm while you're in this realm. How do I get what's heavenly in me in heaven when I'm so integrated in the earth? The first thing I said, we have to be deintegrated. When our spirit or the heavenly part of us is too integrated in this earthly realm, we find it very hard to get over there. We find it very hard to ascend. We find it very hard to move in that invisible realm because we're too integrated here. What happens? We're too integrated here. Our soul, our body likes to partake of this realm. If you let it, it will go to the nth degree. So we have to pull it away, but we have to also separate it and get the eternal part of us or the heavenly part of us moving in that realm. We have to have separation. Amen. You can't really do that. Now, you'll feel it sometimes. I mean, you've been in an anointed meeting, you get into the glory of God, and all of a sudden, I mean, you and your wife are really at it beforehand. You're dealing with all these issues, and all the song comes, oh, the glory, and we'll step in the glory. Oh, the glory, and you were just a flesh man just a second ago, and now you're a spirit man. And what happened is you just stepped out of that realm, and you got in the spirit, and your spirit man goes, oh, wow, because your spirit, this is who I am. Amen? Well, we can separate that every day if we know how. Hebrews 4, there's two realms that I'm operating in predominantly for this. And the first one is, you know how we go in the throne of grace? All you got to do is step into the throne of grace. Where's the next place we go? The Jordan. Where did they go before they went over? They had to go through the Jordan. Anytime you're going to go to a new place, it doesn't matter, up into the heavens or if you're going to move in the promised land, you got to go through a baptism, Jordan. We can do that every day. But what happens is the Bible says here in Hebrews 4, the word is sharp, sharper. The word of God is quick. Verse 12, it's quick. It's powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing. It can pierce even the dividing asunder. Here we go. Of spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. So you got spirit, soul, and body. The word can separate. When I'm in the Jordan, there's two things that's going on. The first thing is I'm presenting my being, separate that which is earthly, separate that which is heavenly. Separate the new from the old. He says it like this. The winnowing forks in hand, he'll separate chaff from the wheat, old wineskin from new wineskin, light from day. God knows how to separate darkness and light. He did it in the beginning. He can still do it now. He's got to separate what's light in you, what's new in you, what's heavenly in you, what's glory in you. He's got to separate that. And if you apply your faith and see that two-edged sword, I am crucified. You want that old man down so he can separate so that new man can move freely. But that's not all to the equation. If you want to be whole, I'll show you how to be whole. I'll show you how to walk in divine health all your days, and it doesn't take a long time. What we're doing is we're getting our body into the life of God. I had an encounter this week. I got it up into the life. I go, whoo. Anna said, man, something looks different in you right now. I said, I was in the life. I want some more of it. Now, that's not where I'm presenting the body for the life. I'm just getting it separated. Now, the other thing I'm going to do is this law thing. Law of sin and death. It's like a black umbilical cord. You were born with it. Now, legally, he separated it. But this is one of those things that the just will live by faith. If you want to get that law off you, you're going to have to do that. That law is just not going to come off your body. That law is not going to come off your soul. You're going to have to apply your faith with this sword, with a winnowing fork, and you're going to have to start speaking to that thing, and you're going to have to start presenting that thing and call for the axe of light. I saw this huge axe. Looked like a Viking axe, but it was full of light. I saw it go, whoa, come down. So if you want to get that separated, this is the master key. You're going to have to present your body on a daily basis. And you're going to have to present that law of sin and death to the Lord. Because it's still integrated, though legally it's not there. But legally you're raised in heavenly places. But none of us knew that our first 3 years of moving with God. We walk in the revelation we have. Amen. As you present, see, if you don't get that cord broken, that cord can feed stuff that doesn't belong to you. That cord is in the body, because as soon as your body starts interacting in the world, as soon as your soul interacts in the world, that cord can get on you because it's familiar. I'll say it like this. How many have been in the glory? I mean, woo, like earlier, that glory. Man, right before that glory came down, I saw the plumb line. I saw this whole white glory come down. When you're in the midst of the glory and you're swimming in the glory, and then you go out into the world and you can get in all kinds of stuff, or the enemy might hit you or something, and all of a sudden you're integrated in the world. It's like, how can I be in both realms? Because you're wrestling here with principalities and powers. But when that happens, the enemy will engage parts of the old man, or engage parts of the body, or engage. And when he does that, you get integrated. What he's using is that law of sin and death. But when you stay separated from that on a daily basis, presenting that law, sever it by way of the keys of the kingdom. I loose this. I loose the tentacles. I loose the strains. I loose this law from my body. I'm doing all this in the Jordan, and I'm doing it every day. The reason I was, because I want to represent this body in his glory. But I'm not going to present it with that law in it. I'm going to present it free. That law feeds the old man in ways that we don't want to be fed. And when we get loosed from that law, now we can represent in the glory of God. A represent. But you want to have that on a daily part of your routine with God is the severance. I loose that cord. I loose that chain. I unplug. You're unplugging from the matrix. You got to unplug. Unplug the heart. Take the big cord out. You got to do that by faith. Go to Romans 6. I'll show you where he said it. Verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, see, he everything died, now we can live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. And that he died unto sin once, now he liveth unto God. Likewise, here you go, matrix people, unplug yourselves. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. Let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it. You are the steward of the body. You are the steward of the soul. You decide what runs through the body. You decide what runs through the soul. It has no dominion over you. The Bible says it was broken. He killed it. He put it to death. You decide if you're going to plug in or not. You decide if you're going to unplug. You reckon it. You do it. The just will live by faith. You'll have to do it by faith. But he's going to give us so many things because of it. There's so many benefits to this. I saw it in the realm of the spirit the other day when he gave me that life. He said, if you'll stay with me. I said, I'm staying. He said, I want to not only break the power of aging over your body, I want to turn it back into time. I want to roll it back. But now he's telling me, he goes, the first stage to youth or health and healing, wholeness, or the next phase, what we're going to talk about, how to get the life of God manifesting in your body, is to break that law. Sever the law and keep it out. And every day, speak to it. Ever heard speak to the mountain? Speak to the cord.
speak to the law. I sever you this day. I deny your right to exist in my body today. I take authority over you today. You are dead. You have no power in my body. You have no power in my soul. You have no power over me. See, you reckon. You keep it free.
Well, God will do it. He wants to.
He already did. You have a job. That's why he said the just will live by. But it's actually fun. Because you're going to get some benefits. Say, forget not those benefits. I tasted in my body this week of the glory. And I'm like, oh, I saw it come up on my countenance. I saw it. I'm like, oh, I want some more of that. My name is Jimmy. I take all you give me. Amen. And so now we have spent time severing the cord, severing the chain, laying the axe. The axe is laid at the root of the fallen tree, severing the cord. Say, be loosed. That law is feeding things into your being you don't want. That law is feeding things. It has to be severed. It's feeding. When you sever it, its power of death is broken over your body. The power of the law of sin and death is broken over your body. Now, when we go up into the realm of the glory, this is for the next level. How many want to go to the next level? Okay, so now we're going to plug our spirit and our body and our soul. We're going to plug it into the tree of life. We're going to plug it into the law of the spirit of life. I'm unplugging from one. I should have had an extension cord in here. I'm unplugging one and I'm going to go plug into another. But this one I'm plugging into, it's like 480 is what I'm plugging into. I got a 480 life transformation transformer, and I'm plugging it in. I'm plugging the body. I'm plugging my spirit's already plugged in. It's my spirit, the one, but I'm plugging in. Amen. I'm going to show you something about the tree of life today. And if you want me to, I'll show you how Abraham and Sarah did it. What we're going to do now is we're going to replug our body. And how many of you are tired of pain? Now, when I go to the tree of life, certain things you need to learn about tree of life. First thing is John 5. As the Father hath life in himself, he's given the Son to have life in himself and the Son to execute judgment. He's executing judgment on all death that he sees. He's going to execute. He did it originally with our spirit, but he's still executing judgment. He goes, I came that you might have life, and I came that you might have life abundantly. I'm like, where is this abundant life? Where is the fountain you speak of? How come none of us are streaming up? Where is that? I mean, where is the glory? Where's the joy? Where's the life? It's all within. We got to break this outer shell that's concealing all this stuff. We got to shatter it. And start expressing the glory of God. Amen. It's all there. And so, when I'm in a tree of life, I see a tree. But it's full of life and glory. And I see fruits and it's emanating light. It's like light's coming out of it. I see that. Now that is Christ. Because Christ restored our right to partake of the divine nature. Everyone say, I am a partaker of the divine nature. The divine nature is everything in God, but we're talking about life today. I want some life. How many of you want some life? I have legally separated that body from the cord of sin. So when I'm in the tree of life and I get up into him, I start presenting that body, and I'll say it like this. Lord, I present my body free and raised from the dead. The law of sin no longer exists in this body. I'm ready for the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ to infuse this body. Quicken my mortal body. Go to Romans 8, verse 11. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Who is that? That's me. He that raised up Christ from the dead, what? Shall what? Quicken. Quicken means bring to life. That's what he did when you were born again. Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit dwelling in you. Where's it coming from? Within. When you're in him, quicken the mortal body. That means infuse it with life. Infuse it with resurrection. Quicken this mortal body. I do it in the tree of life, but I'm presenting my body into that life. I'm presenting it to the leaves of the tree. And what I do, I'll stand in that life and I'll just see those leaves cover me. and I'll see my whole body lighting up. But the whole time I'm speaking of it, I decree the lost in it. You have no power to exist. I'm presenting my body for the infusion of life. You see, you detach it in one realm, you reattach it to the other realm. You have to do this. You don't have to do anything. Trust me. But if you want the benefits from it, you reattach it into the life. You do it by what? Faith and understanding. The just will live by faith. I'm going to walk in divine youth because of faith. And when I present it, here I say, you're the glory and the lifter of my head. You know what I see? You're the glory and the lifter of my count. You've given me the facelift of heaven. You are the original facelifter of heaven. How about this? He makes his face to shine upon you. You know, God is light. He's every ray of laser light ever existing to man. Shine your laser light onto my countenance. Shine on me. Washing away. How about this? I'll restore to you the years the cankerworm have eaten. Rather roll the cankerworm off of my face. Be thou the glory and the lifter of my head. Infuse me with light. Renew my youth like the eagle. I receive the life. They that receive the abundance of grace. Sorry. I receive the medicine of the nation into my body. I receive it. I'll hold the leaves by faith into my heart. And I say, distribute that medicine to the four corners of my body. Distribute it into my arteries. See, if you get your body detached and reattached, now what I'll do is I'll stand in there and say, now the law of the Spirit of life, Father, multiply this law in me. Expand this law in me. Let there be life into this body. Let there be grace in this body. Let there be wholeness in this body. Release the glory into my body. Release it in my bones. Release it into my muscle. Release it. I'll see the 12 fruits. 12 fruits I like is glory and grace. Strength and might, light and life, freedom and liberty coming out of the tree, joy and pleasure forevermore, wisdom and discernment. I'll stand right into that tree, and I'll stand right in. I'm in it right now. I stand right into that life, and I feel that I can see that life. It's that glorious light all around. I'm clothed in the freedom, and I'm clothed in the light, and I'm clothed in the glory, and I'm clothed in the grace. Father, quicken the mortal body now with life. We, all the way delivered unto death, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that the life of Christ may be manifest in your mortal body. The life of Christ may be manifest in your mortal body. See, these are promises. It's part of a new covenant. Whether we do it or not, it's still ours. Man, I don't want to get to heaven and find out 50 things that weren't mine. Whoa, I want to know what's mine. I want to be the just will live by faith. Depending on how integrated your body is, it takes time to deintegrate, takes time to reintegrate. It takes a little bit of effort. Now, there'll be times God will carry you in the glory realm. He'll carry you in the light. He'll infuse you. But he took me back in the tree of life. Man, I felt it got up on my body. I knew something shifted inside of me and changed. And Susanna goes, what's going on with you right now? I'm like, I just came out of the life. This life, I want more. I want the fountain bursting forth. You know, he said, he goes, it'll be a wellspring of life flowing out of you. Eternal life flowing up out of you. Out of your innermost being. What kind of capacity do we have to manifest the life of God? We're going to have to unlock it. We are the generation to unlock the manifest glory and the manifest life of God. We are the generation of beam me up, Scotty. Hallelujah. We are the generation of manifested glory, manifested light. It's awesome to live pain-free. I don't like living under the enemy's dominion. But if you don't do this, you won't have strength. You can't do it the day you get sick. No. You got to start doing this before. Amen. See, when you have the law of spirit of life on you, the law of sin and death can't function there. Sickness and infirmity come to that law. It can't function. COVID can't come through. I couldn't even understand this mystery till I started understanding him that was and is to come. I understand now everything I just told you, you have to be walking in for this. But this is how it's done, if you want to know, or according to the way the Lord showed me. I think I got this one. I think I really understand how this works. Not there yet, of course, but we're moving back. The Lord said, in order to have your body rolled back
When he did this with Abraham and Sarah, you know that, right? How many of you know that he rolled their body back? The Bible says, I will visit you again at the time of life, and you'll have a son. He actually said, I'll roll you back into the time of life. How do we know he did that? Because Genesis 17 says that twice he said Sarah was well stricken in years. What's well stricken in years mean? She was wearing it, right? Not just stricken by years, well stricken. If you've been well stricken, you have been struck. Next chapter, Abimelech. They're back in Egypt, and he's going, whoa. Look at this woman, Sarah. Either he had some serious, serious fetishes, or God rolled her back into the day and the dew of youth upon her, and she was looking hot. I mean, he was a king. I mean, you understand a king could have his choice. God said, touch her and you will die. And he goes, ho, I didn't do nothing. He goes, that's why you're not dead yet. Because you didn't know. I'm like, why did you blame it on him, Abraham? He's the liar. She rolled back into the time of life and gave birth out of a fertile womb and a fertile body. God took the strickenness of age off her countenance, took it off of Abraham, rolled them back probably up into their 40s, maybe 30s. Don't know how far he rolled them, but he rolled a generation off of them. They were full of the dew of youth again. They were fertile again. The dunamis power recreated their body. But what really happened here? And can this be achieved in our generation? My answer is yes. And you do it by understanding how the winnowing fork or the two-edged sword works. What does he divide? Spirit, soul, and body. So, okay, my body's been divided. My spirit doesn't need to roll back. My soul don't know to roll back, but there's a part of me that needs to roll back. So he's got to divide the body, but he's got to also unplug it. You see how all the mysteries work? Okay, so unplug, replug. Now I've got this body, right? I present it into his glory. What's his glory? Him who was, is. If he rolled Moses back and he rolled Noah back, you do know he rolled Noah back. How many of you know that? I don't need my spirit rolled back there. Not permanently, anyway. I don't need my soul back there. Definitely don't need my soul back there. I need my soul forward. But my body, I need to roll back. As my body has been raised from the dead, my body is in a quasi state of resurrection. The Bible calls it a purchased possession. The Bible calls it the temple of the living God. The Bible said it can be quickened. The Bible said the life of Christ can manifest in it. The Bible has shown us that it manifested in Christ's body to the light of God broke out of his body. This body can be altered. Spiritually, heavenly. When I present my body, my spirit in the tree of life, I ask him now to just sort of separate the body. And I see the body separating. I said, now I turn this body and I walk it back through time. And how do I do that? I do it by faith. But where do I walk it back to? I don't walk it back to arbitrary time. I walk it back into the time of life. And I set it into a moment in life that was very special to me. And so I roll it and I set it back into the wedding dance of Anna and I's original marriage. When we were dancing to this song called Eternity. And I'll actually hear the song and I'll actually do the dance thing. As I'm doing that dance thing in Eternity, and I see all the people looking around, my body is rolled back to the time of life, and I set it there. And Lord, I said, I thank you this day for rolling back the years that the cankerworm have eaten. I have scripture for everything I'm doing. I thank you for rolling out age. You remove spot, wrinkle, blemish. We are a bride without spot or blemish, without wrinkle, without aging, rolling back the strickenness of age. I knew. So watch this. Is it rolling back in the time of life? Say, roll it back.
All of a sudden, I go back in that moment of that dance and I'm standing there in bodily form and say, you are the light of my countenance. You are the dew of youth upon my body. I decree this day you've rolled my body back into time. And now I receive the Abrahamic Sarah blessing of the dew of youth resting in our body today as in the days of youth. And I just sit in that moment of time for a minute. And as I do that, I'm locking my body into that time of life, and I'm speaking my inherited right of the dew of youth existing and the rolling back of time, the rolling back of the law of sin and death, the rolling back of all aging processes. I decree the reversal of all aging processes of my body in the name of Jesus to the day of the manifested glory in our body. Isn't that awesome? But I'm just saying there are stages to the life. There's one to get it unplugged. That would do some of you huge benefits to get that law out. By faith, unplug that thing. By faith, the keys of the king, you loose that stuff. I speak to the cords, the chain, the ties, the root system, wither and dry off of me. This body does not belong to this system anymore. My body belongs to the kingdom. My body is a temple of the living God. The living God. It's a purchased possession. That's phase one. Phase two, present it into life and start getting the quickening of life, the quickening of grace, the law of the spirit of life, speaking that law to manifest in the mortal body. Because he's going to do it in this generation. We can overcome the death in our body. That's part of the Abrahamic phase three, the big one. Roll it back. I'm telling you, it's there. I'm telling you, it already happened. We already have the model for it. He already rolled them back. And if you be Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs to anything that was working in their life. I am an heir. I'm an heir to Jacob's ladder. I am an heir to the Abrahamic blessing. I am an heir to the Abrahamic Sarah rolling back into the time of life. That didn't mean nothing to me in my 30s. Now I'm like, I don't like being old. It's feeling like it's strong because I'm learning how to get the life in it. And I want more of that life. I want more infusion. And I realize, and I'll close with this, you can't have it without faith. These things are not going to work without faith. There's not going to just, you might get in a meeting, you might have an encounter, but if you want this, you're going to have to get it by faith. What did I say in the beginning? The just will live by faith. If you have not learned anything, there is things that you can get your faith in operation for. You can get it operating in five different arenas if you want it to. We're supposed to live this way because it's the only way to appropriate this invisible realm and get it into the earth is by faith. And we should be full of it, working it all the time. Give God glory. Let's all stand. Hallelujah.